The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I love a neighbour fence dispute story. And normally, you know, like you expect these things to happen. It may be that the, you know, some of the outer suburbs, yep, because the fibro fence has fallen down and someone doesn't want to pay to have a, build a new fence. This has happened in one of Perth's most expensive suburbs.
It has, in Peppermint Grove. So as you can imagine, everything is just crazier than it normally would be. What I love about this is the language that's used by the lawyers and just how involved these people have gotten in this fight. So basically, two neighbours, someone's built a fence on what they thought was a boundary line. Turns out it wasn't. It encroaches on somebody else's property, and they're not very happy. And so they have obviously gone to court. And this actually happens a lot. This happened to my parents, in fact. So
it's very common.
Yeah, yeah.
Boundary disputes. Have you ever listened to Talkback Radio when they get their lawyer on?
Barking dogs and boundary disputes.
Yeah, it's like 70% of all Talkback callers in those lawyer segments are about boundary disputes.
Yeah, they are. But this one is quite funny. So my favourite part is where the lawyer has described the sliver of land as hardly wide enough to accommodate a punnet of petunias.
Yeah.
And then that sort of language, that flowery language goes throughout.
Because this went all the way to the Supreme Court.
It has. And they're talking about heinous crimes such as, you know, putting like vines on the fence and that sort of thing. They've actually used that language, so it's fabulous. You've got to check it out.
Yeah. And do you know, I love the judge talking about it, and I'm going to do a judge voice. The great American poet Robert Frost said, "Good fences make good neighbors. In this case, there is no doubting the quality of the fences." It's just like, such a highbrow diss.
It really is. And all of that, that's what I love about it. They've really gone hard to the paint with these, you know, like claims of, you know, heinous and, yeah, it's hilarious.
I love it. It's so over the top.
It's like another world, isn't it?
Yep, definitely is.